Today's daf is actually page 77, Ayin Zayin. We're still on Ayin Vav. Again, the Mishnah on Ayin Vav and Aleph teaches that there's a rabbinic enactment that when a Kohen is looking to get married, he should do a little bit of research to make sure that the girl he's marrying is kosher for kahuna. So the Tana Kama and the Mishnah said that's going to require checking out 8 women, because the girl who comes, he checks out her mother, and he checks out, he checks out that girl, both the mother's side and the father's side. So it ends up becoming 8 women, because he checks out that girl, and he looks at, whether her mother was a kshera. Then he looks at whether that woman's mother was a kshera. Looks at the girl's, the mother of the father of the girl, whether she was kshera, and her mother, the mother of the father, the grandmother of the girl, and then she looks at the. He looks at the. The mother of the grandfather and her mother, and so he ends up looking at a total of 8 women. And then the Mishnah said that if it's a Yisraelis or a Levia, he's going to look at a total of 12 women to make sure that this girl is Kshera. So that was the Tana Kama. Then the Mishnah had a whole list that if you find that, the earlier generation, somebody was on the Mizbeach, or someone was on the Duchan as a Levi, or was a member of the Sanhedrin, you don't need to check any further. And then finally the Mishnah had Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina, who said that if you find that someone was a witness in this place, Yeshena, next to Tzipori, or was written in the draft of the king, certainly you don't need to check any further. So the Gemara says here on the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph that the reason why we're checking the women and we're not checking the men is that if there'd be a problem with the men, we would have heard about it. Because when men fight with each other, they call each other mamzer, if there is, in fact, a ground to say someone is a mamzer. So when someone gets married, you would have heard the rumors about that there's a mamzer in the family. But in terms of the women, that's not the way they fight. So that you have to do some research about.
But this is not working with what we say. We're checking 8. Far from the men's
side.
We
check the women. Well, we're checking on the men's. We're checking the women on the man's side, but we're not checking the males, per se.
So like 250 years they go.
We'll go back a bunch of years. Yeah. A bunch of years. So now let's start at the very bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Rav Adabar Ahava Tani, he learned in a Braisa, Daladi Mahos. 4 women end up getting checked. So that would be the 4 women who get checked is the same as we saw in the Mishnah. The mother of the girl plus the mother of the father. I'm sorry, the mother of the father of the mother, and their mothers. Then on the father's side of the girl, the mother of the father of the girl, as well as the mother of the mother, the mother of the mother of the father of the girl, and the mother of the father, and you go up another generation, so it ends up being 12. The Masnisa Tan and the Braisat said Arba Imas, you're checking out 4 women, Shem Sheshesreif, which becomes 16. So Gemara says, Bishmal and Ravada Barahava, according to Ravada Barahava, I understand how you get to 12. Mukim Lab Bilavio Bas Yisrael. If the Kohen is marrying the daughter of Levi or the daughter of Yisrael, he gets to 12. Ela Masnisa, but the Braisa, how do you get to 16? Name a plika, isn't that against our Mishnah? The Gemara says, lo, no. He holds in the Braisa that when the Mishnah says that Levi and Bas Yisrael, you check another one, my od achas. What does it mean, another one? Another pair, another woman and her mother. So that ends up becoming 16. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda is the name of Rav. Zu divrei Rabbi Meir. This Mishnah that says that when a kohen comes to get married, we start checking the women to make sure that the woman is kshera, is the view of Rabbi Meir. But the Chacham disagree. They say, "Kol mishpachos b'cheskas kashrus hein omdos." If a girl comes, you can assume she's kshera to a kohen.
I'm sorry if you listen for a minute. I was thinking about it. Why are we talking here on this ichusin, just on a kohen, and not on Israel?
Because that was the takana.
Israel, it will be kal v'chomer kohen.
Well, this was the law. They made a law about kohanim.
That so kohanim. Israel.
Right. No, they made this law that a Kohen, when he marries a woman, he should do some research first to make sure that she's Kshera. Asks the Gemara, Eini, is that so that our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, but the Chacham say everyone is okay? I have Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri Marav, Mishnah Seinu, our Mishnah is Kishakori Olav Arar, when there are rumors that the woman's not good. But if there are no rumors, then you can marry even without doing all the check. So, if that's the case, that the Mishnah is talking about where there are rumors, how could you say that according to the Chachamim, you can just go and marry even though there are rumors, but there are people claiming there's a problem here. You don't have to do any research? Of course you should have to do research. So Gemara says, Mandamas Niha, the one who said in the name of Rav that the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, well, Masniha is not the one who said in the name of Rav that when there are rumors, the Mishnah is talking about in a case when there are rumors. Ikadami, other version of this discussion, I'm Rav Yehuda, my Rav, Rav Yehuda is the name of Rav, Zudiv Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah is the view of Rabbi Meir, who says that you have to make a check. Aval Chacham Omrim, but the sages say, Kol Mishpachos, Peches Kaskashos, Sein Omdos. You can assume that the girls are okay, though their families have a presumption of being Ksherin. Rav Chama Bar Guri Merav, Rav Chama Bar Guri said the name of Rav, not that this is the case of the Mishnah, but even though the Chacham would say you don't need a check, Imkar Olav Arar, if a guy is about to marry a girl and suddenly they tell him, hey, you know, there's so many rumors that this girl's no good, don't go ahead, then Tzarech Liv L'Kachra, then certainly he needs to check to make sure that she is good. Then the Mishnah said that if in his checks he finds a generation where the man was on the Mizbeach as a Kohen doing the service, he knows he doesn't have to check further. My time or why? Because he loved the Batku, love a masculine. If the courts at that time that this ancestor wanted to serve on the altar didn't check him out and find that he's okay, they would never have allowed him onto the altar to do the service. And if while checking out a Levia, he finds that the Levi was on the platform singing in the Beit HaMikdash, you don't have to check further. My time, a wide Amar Mar, we've learned that the Sanhedrin were sitting in the Beit HaMikdash, and they were figuring out the lineage of the Kohanim to determine which Kohanim could do the service, and figuring out the lineage of the Levi and which Leviim could be on the platform. And if you found an ancestor as a member of the highest court of the Sanhedrin, you don't have to check further. My time, why? The Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef taught, Kishem Shebez, the Menuchim Mitzedek. Just like a court has to be clean in terms of justice with no corruption, Kach Menuchim Yikomum, they have to be clean of any blemish. The members of the court have to be people completely great in terms of their lineage.
You're checking out the mothers, so why do you know about the fathers?
Oh, you're
this is all about the fathers. Did he serve? Did he not serve?
Yeah, because they would never. These positions, they would check the mothers of these people, right? If a person wants to serve on the Sanhedrin, there's a whole investigation that's done.
What I'm saying now, if you're marrying this person, you have to check the mother's side.
Correct.
You're not looking at the fathers.
Because we're saying the fathers you would have heard about. Amar said, Mikra, what's the verse that members of Sanhedrin have to be perfect? The verse says in Shira Shirim, Kulach Yafara Ayasi, you're all beautiful, my beloved. Amum Ein Bach, there's no blemish in you. So Gemara says, maybe Amum Mamish, maybe that's a physical blemish. Maybe that means the members of the Sanhedrin have to be, you know, without any, you know, physical disabilities. Amar Vachar Bar Yaakov, Amar Kadav, verse says, V'siyatzu Sham Imach, Moshe Rabbeinu, gather the 70 men with you, they'll stand with you and get prophecy with you. Imach B'domlach, they have to be like you, Moshe, with no problems in lineage. V'dom Mishum Shechina, maybe there was when they had to be prophets. But maybe when sages are judging, not as prophets, they don't have to be fine with lineage. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Krah, the verse says that when Yisro advised Moshe to appoint elders to judge with him, Yisro said, V'hakel me'alecha, they'll lighten the load from upon you, V'nasu itach, and they'll carry with you. With you, they'll be like you, B'domim lach, they'll be like you, that you have no problems in lineage. All these sages who will be judges can't have problems in lineage. If you're doing the research, you find that the ancestors were, authorities over the community, then you don't need to check further. Does that mean to imply we never appoint disqualified individuals, let's say a chalal, to be a shoter of the rabbim, a policeman over the community? But I'll challenge you, we learned in Maseches Sanhedrin. Anyone is kosher to judge a monetary issue. Not everyone is kosher to judge an issue of life and death. And we asked in that Gemara, Hakol Lasu Yemai, what was everyone is kosher to include? Amrav Yehuda Lasu Yemamzer. Even a mamzer can be a judge on monetary issues. So then how come if you find that there was an authority that necessarily he's kosher, even a mamzer could do it? Amar Abaye, no, not in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, they would only appoint judges who were miyuchas. V'chein tani Rav Shimon Bar Zera, b'kiddush de be'levi, b'kiddush de be'levi, Rav Shimon Bar Zera also taught this in Maseches Kiddushin of Levi. In Yerushalayim, they only appointed authorities who were miyuchas. So if you find it in this woman's family, there was an ancestor who was a shoter harabim, the authority, the policeman over the community, judging the community, you know that he was miyuchas. Or if you find someone who is a gabay tzedakah, who's in charge of tzedakah, collecting tzedakah, distributing tzedakah, determining for the community members how much tzedakah they have to give, you know that you can marry, you know that the family is good, masiyim. My taima, how do you know again that gabay tzedakah are okay? Again, because the gabay tzedakah is involved in a job that's very contentious. He says to a certain person, you need to give X. The guy says, I don't want to give X. He said, well, if you don't give X, we're going to force it. We're going to take your car. We're going to seize your boat until you pony up the amount that we said you have to give. So people get into fights with the gabay tzedakah. And again, whenever people get into fights, they start accusing, they drudge up whatever family dirt there is. So if there was no rumor about this man, you know that he's okay. Cave of the Mitzvah, since they fight with people, the Amar Mayas, we've learned, Mamashkin al tzedakah, you can even seize the property of a wealthy man to force him to give the amount of tzedakah that the gabay tzedakah has imposed upon him. Vafilu b'Erev Shabbos, you can even take his stuff on Erev Shabbos. So people fight. So if people fight with this person, v'misa d'ika, if there would have been any problem in the lineage, islay kala, it would already be out there, there'd be rumors about it. Now the Gemara says a great story. The host of Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Rav Ada Bar Ahava used to stay at this man's home. He was a convert. And he was in the middle of a very contentious election fight with Rav Bibi. Rav Bibi said, I want to be the man in charge of the town. I want to be the town manager. The other one was saying, and the host of Rav Ada Bar Ahava was saying, I want to be the town manager. I want to be in charge of imposing the taxes and arresting people and, you know, forcing everyone to be religious, whatever it is. So, also the commentary of Yosef. So, because they had this contentious fight, they went in front of the Rosh Yeshiva of Yosef. Amar Lahusi told them, listen, Tanina, we have a brisa. Verse says, Som tasim alecha melech. Appoint you shall surely appoint upon you a king. And then the verse continues, Mikarev achecha, from amidst your brothers, you shall appoint a king. You may not appoint a king from a stranger. You cannot appoint a stranger as a king. So the verse says twice, appoint you shall appoint. Som tasim. Could have just said, som alecha melech. Appoint upon yourself a king. Why did it say twice? It's to include even things that are like king, but not exactly king. Kol masimos, any appointment of authority. Shata mesim lo yel meker v'checha. So therefore, Avbibi, who is a Jew from birth, he can be the town manager. But you, the host of Avada Barahava, who are a convert, you're not Mikerev Achecha, you're not from amidst the brothers, you cannot be the town manager. Amalei Avada Barahava, so Avada Barahava started to campaign for his host. He said, one second, Afilu Imu Yisrael, is this rule even when the convert had a Jewish mother, when the mother of the convert was Jewish from birth? Amalei, so Rav Yosef conceded, you're right. If the mother is from Israel, then it is one of the brothers. So he said, listen, my host, his mother was a Jewish woman from birth. The father was a convert, so therefore he should...
Why did they call him a convert?
Because of the father. He was. The mother was Jewish. So he said, therefore, he isn't eligible to be the town manager. So Rav Yosef conceded... So now you have two people who both are eligible, wanting to be town manager. So Hilchos, so what did Rav Yosef do? He divided it up. Rav Bibi, the Gavra Rabba, who Rav Bibi was a big Torah scholar. Liayim B'mila D'Shmaya. Let him be in charge of the religious issues of the town. How much tzedakah people have to give, for example. Umar, whereas Rav Ada Bar Ahava's host, Liayim B'mila D'Masa, let him be in town, in charge about security and taxes and the secular matters of the town. Am Rabbi Abaye said, "Hilchach man demashri tzupim rabbanim bush bischei liashrei kriyavada berahava." If you're ever going to host someone in your house who's a Torah scholar, get a big Torah scholar like Ravada Berahava, the yadlo mahapach le bischusei. He's going to be able to advocate for your benefit on your behalf. Okay, Reb Zeira. The Gemara says a story now. Reb Zeira. Metapel Buhu. He used to deal with converts, and he would appoint them to all sorts of positions of authority. Rabbi Baravua, Metapel Buhu, would also appoint converts to positions of authority. B'ma'arav, on the land of Israel, Afilu Reish Kuri lo mukmiminayu, even to be in charge of the scales and measures, they wouldn't allow a convert to be in charge of that. Then Hardah, even Reish Gargusa, to be in charge of watering the fields, Lo Mukmi Nayu, they wouldn't appoint a convert too. So you see that there were two traditions. There was one tradition where they were very strict about this law of Som Tasim Alech HaMelech. They had a very expansive view of what's authority, and they wouldn't appoint converts to those positions. And then there was another tradition, like Rav Ada Bar Ahava, that tried to advocate and find ways, say, okay, this guy is allowed, this isn't really a position of authority, and we can appoint them to these positions. Rav Yosef used to say, Yaf Mishahaya, even if you find the person was signed in the documents in this place, Yashena of Tzipori, you know he's okay. My time, why? Because there, Daikyu Machmi, they would first investigate to make sure that they were Miyuchas, and then they would allow them to sign on a contract. Chanina ben Antignus Omer, even someone who's written on the draft bills of the king. What type of draft bills are this? Which army is this? Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, we're talking about B'chayelo Shel Beis David. If somebody's ancestor was one of the soldiers of Beis David, of David HaMelech, then you know that it was a good Yichus, at least at that point. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, where do you see this? The verse says, and he was miyaches them, he found their lineage in the army during the war. The time of my, and why were they so insistent about the yichus of the soldiers? I'm Rav Yehuda Marav, so that when a soldier goes to war, David HaMelech wanted not only that they should have merit, but they should have the merit of great parents to help them in the moments of danger. Hi, so the Gemara now asks about all sorts of soldiers of David HaMelech who seem to be non-Jews. There was a fellow, Tzelek HaAmoni. Tzelek the Ammonite. My lav da'asi mi'Ammonite. Doesn't it mean maybe he came from Ammon, or maybe he was a convert, but not that he was a miyuchas? No, that's not what it means. It means the Yosef ba'Ammon, he was a Jew who lived in Ammon. You have Uriachiti. Doesn't mean he came from Chet, from the Hittites. No, it was a Jew that lived Chet in the territory that had been the Hittite territory. There was this fellow Iti the Giti. That means he was a man from Gat. You're going to say, no, it was a Jew living in Gat. Rav Nachman, we know that Rav Nachman said that there was once an episode where David HaMelech wanted to annul idolatry. And when a non-Jew says that the idolatry is worthless, then the idolatry becomes permitted to get benefit from it. So Rav Nachman said, Iti Agiti ba. Iti Agiti was the one who came and annulled the idolatry of Ammon, who bitla and annulled it. So you see, he wasn't Jewish. Oh, and furthermore, I'm going to review the Marav. David. We know that David had 400 young men in his army. They were all the children of non-Jewish women that soldiers had taken a liking to. So they weren't Jewish. They were from non-Jewish women. All of them used to cut the hair that was in their front. Umegadlim blorosayu, and they used to grow long the hair in the back. The kulam yoshrim mikrono shelzav, and they used to sit in golden wagons. Oymahalchim rasha gayasos, and they would lead the front of the soldiers going out. Veine balia gropim shel beis David, and these are the muscle men, the people with the big fists of David HaMelech. So you see, these are not miyuchasim, they don't have great yichus, their mothers are benos yifos, the mothers are yifos toars. So the Gemara says, no. They weren't really the soldiers. They went to Azli Levuusi Alma. They just looked like soldiers. They looked really scary. So they were in front to scare the enemies of King David. But the soldiers of King David, they were all miyuchasim, they were people who had very strong lineage. Okay, now starting today's daf, Ayin Zayin, Amud Aleph. The Mishnah teaches, Bas Chalal Zachar, a woman who is the daughter of a male Chalal, Psula Mina Kahuna, she's disqualified from Kahuna La'olam forever. So, in other words, the son of the Chalal is like the Chalal, his daughter is Pasul to Kahuna, his grandson, daughter, etc., etc. As long as you have a line of male, going up till halal, they're all halal. Yisrael shanasa halala. However, if a Yisrael marries a halala, the female halal, bitok shera le kahuna, their daughter is kasher to kahuna. As the daughter is the Yisraelis. Halal shanasa bas Yisrael. A halal who marries a bas Yisrael, bito psula lekahuna. His daughter is pasul to kahuna, which, as we just saw, that's the first line. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, bas ger zachar. If you have a male convert and he marries a Jewish woman and has a daughter, that's kibas halal zachar, and she also is disqualified to kahuna because she has the title of gioras on her. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Elazar ben Yaakov says, Yisrael shenasa giores, if a Yisrael who's kasher to kahuna marries a giores, bito ksheira le kahuna, then the daughter is kasher to kahuna. Ger shenasa bas Yisrael, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov says that if a ger marries a bas Yisrael, he disagrees with Rebbe Yehuda. He says, ksheira le kahuna, she is kasher to kahuna. Avol ger shenasa giores, he would agree that if a ger married a giores, Bito psula kahuna. Their daughter would be pasul to kahuna. Echad ger, this is true both with a convert or avadim ishukhrarim, or freed slaves. It's the same thing as converts. Afilu ad asara doros, they can go on till 10 generations. Their daughters are going to be pasul to kahuna. Achetehe imo miyisrael, until the mother was a Jewess from birth. And then the child would be kasher lekuhuna.
Just interested in this mara that when he said the halala is le'olam, but bita can get married to kohen. That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. She is le'olam.
Right.
Bita.
Well, it's really him le'olam. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says af ger shenasa giores. He disagrees. He goes even further. He says even a convert marrying a female convert, bitok shera le kahuna, the daughter would be kasher to kahuna. So the Gemara now asks, the first part of the Mishnah was that the daughter of a Chalal is pasul from Kahuna forever. Maili Olam, what does it mean, forever? Of course it's forever. Why do you have to say that? So now the Tami would have thought to say, maybe it should be like the law of an Egyptian who converts or an Edomite who converts. Malahal, and just like there, the Torah said in Parshas Ki Seitze, the Achashlosh Dodoros, after three generations, they are permitted to marry. Avkanami, we would say here with the convert, the Achashlosh Dodoros, they should be allowed to marry Kohanim. Kamash Malon, that not. Then the Mishnah said, again in the Tanakhama, Yisrael Shanasa Chalala, if Yisrael though marries a Chalala, the daughter is Kasha. Minani Mili, how do we know this? I'm Rabbi Yochan, Yishim Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochan said the name of Rabbi Shimon. It says, in regards to Chalala, that an Almana shouldn't marry a Kohen Gadol. A widow shouldn't marry a Kohen Gadol. Why? V'lo yechalel zaro ba'amav. So that he should not desecrate his seed in the nation. So the word ba'amav is next to the word chilul and Chalala. V'nem ar-lahala, and it says later on that a Kohen is not allowed to go to the funeral of his wife, who was prohibited to him. Let's say a Kohen who's married to a Grusha. The verse says, Lo yitamei ba'al ba'amav. The husband should not make himself tamei amongst his nation. So ma'ala halon, just like over there, who can't become tamei? Zachar, male Kohanim. Velona kevos, not female Kohanim. Female Kohanos can go to funerals. Afkan, so to hear, when we're talking about chilul, and zera chilul, zacharim, the males have their zera continuing as halalim, velona kevos, not the females. Elamiat, if that's the case, that you have something about chilul saying that chilul applies to males and not to women, why don't you say the following? Bito shel kohen gadol, tishteri, the daughter of a kohen gadol and a widow, should not be a halala, because it doesn't apply to women. So miksiv bino. Does it say over there his son? V'lo yechalel b'no. There it said v'lo yechalel zaro b'amav. Tziv v'lo yechalel zaro b'amav. So that includes even women. One second. Why don't you say that the connection of b'amav and b'amav to exclude women should say that bas b'no tishteri, the daughter of the son of a kohen gadol and a widow, should be permitted? No. Tziv v'lo yechalel zaro. It says he should not desecrate his seed. Makish Zaro Lo, to say that the seed is like him. Mahu Bito Psula, just like he. His daughter would certainly be Pasul. So to his son, his seed, Bito Psula, the daughter of his seed is Pasul. So maybe Bas Bito Titzar. So the Gemara asks, why don't you say that only the daughter of his daughter is, well, if so, we should say the daughter of the daughter should be pasul. So, and even if the father is a Yisrael, it should be pasul. So then in what way did you say that chilul doesn't apply to girls? So because we have this gzeira shava, that in some way, just like girls are allowed to become tamei, girls who are kohanos can become tamei, and we have a gzeira shava from that to chilul, there's got to be some girls that are excluded. So the case of girls that are excluded is when you have a Yisrael father and a chalala mother. Chalal shanasa bas Yisrael. Then the Mishnah said, if a chalal marries a bas Yisrael, bito psula, the daughter is going to be a chalala. We just said that. We said in the very beginning, bas chalal, the daughter of a chalal, if the father is a chalal, but the mother is not, Zachar, the daughter of a male chalal, psula min kahuna. She's pasul from kahuna. So the Gemara says, la'olam forever, I did it on a resha, Yisrael, shenasa chalala, since it said right before that a Yisrael who marries a chalala, the daughter is okay. So Tananami Sefer said, but the other way not. Chalal, shenasa bas Yisrael, the daughter is not okay. Because, well, it makes sense, because the yichus should always follow the father, right? The father of this girl, if the father of this girl is a chalal, so then this girl should be no good. Says the Gemara, Masnisan, this whole Mishnah is the Loker Bidustoy Ben Yehuda. It's not like the view that we've seen several times of Rabbi Dustoy Ben Yehuda, the Tanu Nutin Abraisa, Rabbi Yishtoi ben Yehuda Omer, he said, unlike the first law of the Mishnah, he said, Kishem Shebnei Yisrael Mikvei Tahara L'Chalalos, he said the same way if the father is a Yisrael and the mother is a Chalala, the daughter is okay. Hach Benos Yisrael, he said also if the father is a Chalal, but the mother is a Yisraelis, the child is not a Chalal. Mikvei Tahara L'Chalalim. My time of Rabbi Yishtoi ben Yehuda Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says about the Kohen Gadol, he shouldn't marry a widow, v'lo yechalel zaro be'amav, and he shouldn't desecrate his seed amongst his nation. Ba'am echad, if it's only one nation, if it is chalalim, marrying a chalal, then it's one nation, hu demechel, but b'shnei amamin, but when there are two nations, one of the parents is a Yisrael, then eino mechel, he holds that there is no chilul going down. Tanu rabbanim living a braisa. Lo yechalel zaro, the Kohen Gadol should not make his seed into chalalim. And the other zaro, so that would only tell me that the seed becomes a chalal. He asked me nine. How do we know that the woman herself, who had the prohibited intercourse, is now disqualified to marry a Kohen and cannot eat chuma? Amrit, so you can say kal v'chomer. It's simple logic. Ma zara shlo avra avera mischalal. The children, they didn't do an avera. It wasn't their choice. And yet they are out of kahuna. He shavra avera, she who did an avera, prohibited intercourse, eno din shemischaleles. Of course, she herself should end up losing and becoming a chalala and becoming disqualified to marry a kohen and becoming prohibited in truma. So Gemara says, no. Hu atzmo yochiach. Think about the man himself, the kohen gadol. The kohen gadol, while married to the almana, has a problem. But if he divorces the almana or she dies, he goes back to doing service. Even though he did the avera, he doesn't get ruined. So Shavar Averi did the Aver of Ein Mischal, he doesn't get ruined. So let's say that the woman as well, even though she's doing the Avera, she shouldn't be ruined. So the man says, no, Malahu, there's a difference. Shekein Ein Mischal B'chol Makom. Yeah, the man never becomes Mischal. Tomer Bihi, but whereas she, She Mischaleles B'chol Makom. But she does get disqualified. In other words, if he has relations with a Zona, and then leaves her, he's not ruined from kahuna, but she, if a guy had relations with her, gets ruined. And if you don't like this answer to the kal v'chomer, Amar Kra, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, lo yechalel zaro, he should not be mechalel his seed. Lo yechulel zeh, this one should not be, desecrated. Shahaya kasher, who had been kasher, v'nischalel, and became a chalal. Mayim nafshach lomer, why would you reject this answer to the kal v'chomer? Because you might say, ikalam ifrach, mala zaro, but the seed, sheken yitziraso ba'aveira, unlike she, who wasn't created in sin. So therefore, it shouldn't be chilul. Amakos, that's why you have to have this pasuk. Lo yuchalel. Lo yuchalel implies lo yuchulal zeh. This one shouldn't become desecrated. Shahaya kasher, that she was kasher, v'nischalel, and through the act, she became desecrated. Okay, we'll stop here.
Tomorrow we can start 15 minutes.
I think we can do it.